they have reaffirmed what they had said in the past. That is, as the economy improves, they will taper down on this policy, which is completely appropriate. The Federal Reserve did something extraordinary a few months ago where it set actual targets. It said that when the unemployment rate gets to 6.5% or inflation is 2.5% or more, then that would mark the time. But in order to change such a big policy, you need to start in advance and begin to taper down. And that's what the Federal Reserve said it's going to do, which caused all of this upset in the markets.
So interest rates shot up a little bit. How much did they go up?
Oh, they shot up a bunch. On the 10-year Treasury bond, which is the bellwether bond, it moved from about 1.5% to 2.6% at its peak. It settled back down to 2.49. And that's a bellwether because that's the rate that mortgages are priced against. So mortgages and the 10-year move together, and that's why the 10-year bond is so important.
Mm-hmm. And then looking at the 30-year mortgage rate, 4.4% compared to what it was before?
Sure. I mean, it was extraordinary, historically low, and now it's moved up, but it's still very, very low by historical standards. Historical standards would say interest rates are still very low, which they are, but the prospect of them moving higher is what has spooked the marketplace.
What's the effect likely to be on Central Florida's housing market?
Well, many places that were very depressed in terms of their housing markets now have rebounded very strongly. Orlando, Phoenix, Miami. And yes, the markets were showing some overheating because of very low interest rates, because of very small supplies of inventory, because prices, even though they've risen, are still low, and because of huge investor demand. Now, higher interest rates will cause a few things to happen. One, the investor demand will come out of the marketplace somewhat. Two, some people will not be able to buy as much house as they could at the lower rates, of course. And three, the higher prices that have occurred will bring more inventory into the market. So I think over the next 6 months, these markets will move more towards an equilibrium situation. The question is, will demand hold up at the higher interest rates? I think the answer to that question is likely to be yes, because the employment effects, the improving economic effects, will offset the modest increase in interest rates.
If you're a first-time home buyer, would you be excited about this news or concerned?
Well, if I was a first-time home buyer, you missed the very bottom of the lowest interest rates in U.S. economic history. So what? That's in the past. Interest rates are still very low. And if you're a first-time home buyer and your job is secure and you plan to be in your house for 5 years or more, this is a great time to be buying a house.
And what about the other side of it for people with money in the bank? Should they be happy about this?
Absolutely. I mean, investors and especially savers, have been very hurt by these very, very low interest rates. So a movement towards a more normal economic policy, a more normal rate structure, will have some overarching benefit to the economy.
What are the longer-term implications in Central Florida from all of this movement?
Sure. I mean, the transition is always painful. What we have is a movement from extraordinarily low rates to what will eventually, over the next 24 months, become normal rates. And that's a significant increase in rates. We're probably going to see the 10-year move from about 2.5% to 4%. Mortgage rates are going to move from 4.5% to 6.5%. So that's a more normal level of rate. And that by itself would be very depressing to the economy. But we have the offset of an improving economy, a improving private sector economy. Private sector economy is growing in this community probably at a rate of 2.5%, 3.5%, and that will accelerate. Our tourism industry is strong. We're seeing a rebound in construction. Our healthcare is also doing well. So I think that Central Florida is poised well to respond to this. And actually, in the end, we're getting more population growth. And that helps a lot because population growth typically here comes from people moving into the community. Mm-hmm. So the combination of jobs here and people able to move and sell their homes elsewhere is a beneficial combination for Central Florida and Florida in general.